Okay, Kelly, can I blow your mind with something I learned today?
Sure.
England does not have its own national anthem about England.
Huh?
Seriously, other countries in the United Kingdom do. Like, Wales has a national anthem called Land of My Fathers.
Okay.
The Welsh love their male singing choruses.
Wow.
Scottish people have a song all about Scotland. It is called, appropriately, Flowers of Scotland. The closest thing England has to a national anthem is God Save the Queen. But here's the thing. God Save the Queen is about the entire United Kingdom, not just England. So Toby Perkins, who's a member of Parliament, decided that should be changed.
And it's often seemed incongruous to me that whilst the Welsh or Scots sing an anthem that reflects their nation's identity, England should sing about Britain. It reflects the sense that we see Britain and England as synonymous.
So, Kelly, Parliament has given initial approval for a plan to find an English national anthem.
What do we think it's going to be?
Top contender is an anthem called, strangely enough because it's not an English city, Jerusalem.
Okay, wait, that sounds like they're talking about England's mountains. Why do they call it Jerusalem?
Well, it's a lyric from a poem by William Blake.
Gotcha.
A few other choices. I vow to thee my country, land of hope and glory. Actually, there are lots of patriotic English songs to choose from. But a personal favorite of the staff here at All Things Considered, this is a real song, Roast Beef of Old England.
Nice.
Oh, the roast beef of old England and old English roast beef.
So, Kelly, next time you are at an English rugby match, I want to hear you singing out.
Because I do that all the time.
Roast beef of old England.
Oh, the roast beef of old England and old English roast beef. Our fathers of old were robust, stout, and strong, and kept open house with good cheer all day long. Which...